Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Women rescued from locked rooms inside cult-like church screams when police lifted their veils. Three African men, Grace Kapindo, Mamunga Fungamali, and Posse Here, are facing kidnapping and assault charges after a woman was found bound with a head wound on February 21st, 2024 in St. Louis. She told cops she was held against her will at Mount of Olives Ministry Church. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department arrested three people after uncovering what was described as a cult-like church where officers found women whose faces were covered with veils being held captive, according to reports. Now, I just saw a story on YouTube about a white woman up here in Louisville, Kentucky, who was on the second floor, who had been chained and padlocked to a bed by a Mexican person, and she was trying to escape. They could not get in through the first floor, so they had to use a ladder to climb up to the first floor, and that's when they found her chained to a bed. Come on. I mean, what in the world? Grace, Emunga, and Posse are facing kidnapping and assault charges. St. Louis police officers was called a little bit before 1:30 a.m. February 21st after a woman had been found bound with ropes and bleeding from the head. She told officers she had been confined against her will to a room in a church in the 300 block of Marceau Street. The woman said she was only given water and was beaten, and she had an obvious wound to her head. Cops went to the church where she showed them the room where she was being held. The room had a bottle of water and a bucket with feces and urine inside. Officers then arrested Kapindo, Fungamali, and Harry, who were inside the church, and took them to the St. Louis City Justice Center, where they were being held without bond. Kapindo had a bond hearing Monday where more wild details began to come out. Assistant Circuit Attorney Chris Faber reportedly said of Mount Olives Ministry Church reported it as being a cult-like place. Farbera said the churchgoers were women, and some of the women were called good angels, and the good angels wore white veils and were in a white room. But the women who had not been good, they were called bad angels. When the officers tried to lift their veils to check on their well-being, the women started screaming. Faber told the judge one of the responding officers said, "If I hadn't seen this with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it." One of the women escaped and flagged down a passerby who called police. Kapindo's attorney Chris reportedly said at the hearing that he was sympathetic to the victim, but his client was not involved in any kidnapping or assault. He claimed that the other two men were taken into custody because of a language barrier. Church services are held in Swahili. Several members of the church, including the victim's mother and sister, were there to support the suspects. Ferber said the victim's family had recently brought her from Kansas City to St. Louis for mental health treatment. They put her in the church for what they termed as healing. A judge ordered Kapindo to be held without bond. The other two defendants will have their bond hearing when a Swahili interpreter can be present. They don't even speak English. don't speak English. But they're keeping these women in this church. And this is saying these people know that this is going on. Like, if you know what is happening, this is how you get brainwashed. And somebody had the nerve to say that Black Americans are stupid and ignorant when it comes to faith. Look at this bullshit. Why are you holding these three people, these innocent people, said Pastor Danny Stephen. Why are you keeping them? If there was anything going on inside this church, neighbors didn't seem to notice it until there was a large police presence before and after the woman was found. They were attending church services. They heard singing and kids outside playing, so it didn't seem as if anything was out of the ordinary. Another neighbor told the outlet church was sold to the present group about 3 years ago. They don't talk to us. They have washed their clothes and put them on my backyard fence, and I've asked them to stop that. But otherwise, they don't talk to us. I did not know there are people there all the time, and they're always outside. I didn't know that that was going on, but I did know that there were people. I saw them, and the fact that they're not there this afternoon is odd. The church even has a Facebook page and a YouTube channel with over 1,000 subscribers. Like, what the fuck? But Black Americans have no faith. This is the stupidest thing. Man, oh man.
Hold on a minute. Let's see what this church is. Man, I'm gonna tell y'all. We become susceptible to so much religion in this world. But let's listen to this.
Tonight we are hearing from the former owner of that church. Good evening, everyone. I'm Kelly Jackson.
And I'm Mike Bush. Three men remain jailed after a woman claimed they held her captive at the Mount of Olives ministry. 5 News Science Robert Townsend has been following this saga all week. He joins us now with new developments. Robert?
Mike and Kelly, we are now learning the city officially condemned the South City Church on Monday, saying it is being used for illegal purposes. Neighbors say on any given day, people are constantly at Mount of Olives ministry, but not Wednesday because a city building inspector posted a condemned letter on the church's front door.
I tried to reach out to the city today to a couple different people, but they never returned my call.
Arlie Singleton is the pastor of Friendship Assembly of God, just a few miles away. About 3 years ago, he sold this church building to its current owners.
We're financing it for them.
Pastor Singleton says Wednesday morning, he and Mount of Olives leaders were to meet at the church when they learned it had been condemned. The congregation consists of more than 75 people who are originally from Central Africa and do not speak English.
Because what we need to first do is hear from the city and find out what's happening with this. Is there an appeal they can make or not? Do they need a lawyer or not?
The condemnation letter said an inspection found the church was not being up to code and that the building is used or intended to be used for purposes which are illegal and may endanger the health and safety of persons. It comes 4 days after a woman told police Saturday morning three men kidnapped, beat, and tied her up with ropes in a room at the church.
I could have never comprehended some allegation like this happening.
This Mount of Olives member calls suspect Grace Capendo a respected leader of their church.
I don't think he can be arrested because many times when we are with him, I don't see any bad thing about him.
I just want the truth and I want justice.
Now, about 90 minutes ago, a city spokesman got back to me and only said, quote, the church building was condemned for occupancy. Connor Kerrigan says he will have much more to tell us in the morning.
Robert, thanks.
Man, that right there
I'm telling you, I have heard of a lot of different going-ons that happen in churches. But that right there, that just recently happened. And I guarantee there's going to be more information that's going to come out about this incident. So stay tuned to your news, read your articles, and find out what else may go on with this case. But that is sad. My name is Queen Zoya Counts. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Peace.